Rafael Trujillo has run a grocery store in Beardstown, just east of the Illinois River, for more than 20 years.
Los nopales es una de ellas. Las tortillas, sí, las
he sells foods from his native Mexico, like cactus and tortillas. Now he says immigrants from different countries are moving to town, so he's expanded his inventory.
Ahora estamos vendiendo lo que es la yuca, la yautía, otras cosas.
He says 5 years ago, most people were coming from Mexico, Guatemala, and El Salvador to work in the pork processing plant. After the plant changed owners, more workers from the Dominican Republic and West African countries are arriving.
5 años o 8 años, algo así.
But there are concerns that the growth won't be reflected in the 2020 census. Leslie Harris is Beardstown's mayor. She suspects the census undercounted the town's population in 2010.
But I do believe that there is growth in our community. We have 21 different languages in our schools. That tells me that there's more people.
And she could be right. According to the Census Bureau, some of the hardest to count populations are immigrants, ethnic and racial minorities, those living in rural towns, and young children. One study from George Washington University found that in one recent year, Illinois got $34 billion in federal funding to pay for everything from school lunches for low-income students to food assistance and medical care. If all residents don't participate, the state won't get its fair share of funding and could even lose 2 seats in Congress.
If we don't have that many people reporting, then that's less money for the Beardstown to operate on, but we still have more people, so we need that additional dollars.
But there are big differences in the census compared to 10 years ago that make an accurate count more difficult, particularly for Beardstown. For the first time, the survey will be completed largely online, raising concerns about the lack of broadband access in rural communities. On top of that, there's fear around participation.
That proposed citizenship question that was out there for far too long and caused much consternation and fear among communities of color and immigrant communities.
That's Anita Banerjee. She's the director of the Democracy Initiative at Forefront Illinois, a statewide association of nonprofits. She says although a question about citizenship won't be on the form, there's still mistrust.
And we have to make sure that communities feel safe and protected. And one of the ways in doing that is to have conversation, right? This is where our community leaders, local count committees, all of that is important so that trusted messages come from trusted messengers.
One of those messages is that by law, the Census Bureau is not allowed to share an individual's information with any other branch of government, including, for example, immigration authorities. Banerjee wants to make sure there are trusted voices, leaders in churches or schools, to pass the message along to others.
Mi nombre es Maricela Chavez, y vivo aquí en Beardstown.
Maricela Chavez has lived in Beardstown for 24 years. She works as a liaison between the elementary school and families. She also plans the community's cultural celebrations like Cinco de Mayo.
Bueno, nosotros quizás podamos promoverlo y darles información, ¿verdad?
Yes. Chavez says she thinks she could help by sending information about the census home with children. But she says she's cautious about just how much she will push the subject, especially if some have made up their minds.
No me gusta mucho como tratar de meter miedos o con las personas.
Rafael Trujillo, the grocery store owner, says he plans to participate.
Oh, sí, claro.
But he's not sure many others will. He's heard from his customers that many are worried after the federal government's recent planned raids across the country. He says people will continue to hide.
No, la gente yo creo que va a seguir bajo las cortinas, no atrás de las cortinas.
Illinois legislators set aside $29 million to encourage participation in the census. And groups like Forefront are coordinating and funding outreach, too. They have about 8 months to get the message out before the April 2020 count. I'm Daisy Contreras.